peaches are all gone.
Or if,
been eaten.
Okay, but using that sentence you used before, and using the word orange, you'd say the...
Oranges are all gone.
How about a little red vegetable that are, they're kind of peppery, used in salad sometimes, about this size?
Parsnip. That's not
it. It almost looks like a turnip, but it's just small and bright red.
I don't know exactly what it is.
Starts with an R.
Reddish.
Okay. How about another vegetable that a lot of people, even in the city, grow in their backyards because they're kind of expensive and they're about...
Tomatoes.
Okay. And how about the real small one?
Tomatoes.
Okay. Do you ever grow those?
If you ever grow them once, as long as you have a garden, you'll have them. They come up by their sales.
Really?
Yes, they do.
But regular tomatoes won't?
No. Uh-uh.
They'll just come like year after
year?
Yeah,
yes.
Do you have to fertilize them very much?
No, you just leave them standing and just hold them, you know, when you hoe your garden, mm-hmm. hoe your tomatoes.
Oh, that's pretty good. How about I guess it's a vegetable. It's kind of starchy. And it grows underground, and sometimes you have to have a special shed to store them in that's dark and cold.
Potatoes?
Are there any other words people have for those, or are there any different types of them? There's one that's kind of, looks like the meat's kind of reddish.
Well, now, I don't know what them red potatoes are called.
They're eating a lot of them
they are
the lower
here.
South. Sometimes a syrup.
Sweet potatoes.
Any other words that you've heard for those? Are they grown much around here?
You can grow them. Anybody can grow them around here if they just got clay ground to grow them in.
Oh, it has to be pretty
clay ground now. We used to try to raise them out here in our garden. It's too rich. It's made all into vine.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I love them. Love them fixed any way they're fixed.
They're almost sweet enough by themselves that you don't even have to put butter in them if you really like them that much. How about something with a strong odor that you sometimes brings people to tears?
Garlic. Onion.
Okay. Any other word for that? Because they're different sizes and even different colors.
Well, the little ones are called sets. Onion sets, but that's what you put out to make a big onion out of.
But now, what, you buy them in the store that way?
Yeah.
And how about the other ones?
Well, now, some people save the onions they save through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
What they left over, they set them out.
Mm-hmm.
Then they bring on good, just a little while,
mm-hmm.
Onions to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not fit to keep no time. You eat them up while they're young and tender.
Well, there's some that are different colors. Do you know any?
Well, now they're white and yellow here.
Have you ever seen, there's some that look almost purple, or that are kind of pinkish? A Bermuda onion?
I've never seen them, I don't think.
How about a vegetable that is used to soup a lot sometimes, or in a gumbo, and when you stew it, it's real sticky. You know, almost like glue, and it's about this big, has ridges down it, and it's green. It's a vegetable.
Well, no, I've never seen one.
It's just slimy, right, almost, when you stew it.
Well, it wouldn't be, no, that wouldn't be.
It might be, it's really slimy. It's well noted for, and it has little
Is
seeds.
That rhubarb?
No.
It's slimy, but that's all
right. It has little seeds in it, almost to the size of, say, a BB shot or something like that.
Okra.
Is that grown?
It's grown here, too.
So,
anybody likes it, but I don't like it.
If you'd fixed a lot of it, you'd say you'd